A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I am Chef Marcos, and tonight I'm here to announce tonight's dinner. You'll see in front of you some crab cakes with nipples. Bazoom sauce. I mean, dates. Then we following it up with a bronzino with melons. I mean, mango. Then we'll follow it up with some oysters on the titty shell. I mean, boobies. I mean, I want to suck them. I mean, nipple, 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 bo bipple, banana, fanta, fo pipple. Mama!
Hi! Can we steal you?
Bazooms.
Bazooms.
I want to fault him, but this was actually one of my tea bags. What would you do if you were trying to, and some guys, because she's got nice boobs. And yeah. Some guys beautiful, or the head of their beautiful uncut dick popped out.
I would have gone, that's all, folks. It would have taken me somewhere else.
I did rewind that moment and watch it again. It was so enjoyable to see his face.
It was literally, he was doing everything he could.
Oh, yes.
It was like, and now, and this is dessert, we have pineapple with fun bag sauce.
Fun bag.
I mean, foam. I mean, milk, lemonade.
Milk, yeah.
What's that poem again?
Milk, lemonade. Round the back is where fudge is made.
Oh.
A classic.
Used that a lot, have you?
Maybe. Yo, that is below dick.
This is BDSY,
below BDSM deck. Sailing Yacht.
Sailing Yacht.
Episode.
Paging Dr. Nipples.
Paging Dr.
Dr.
Nipples.
Dr. Areola Nipples, please.
We've got a code blue. Now listen, sissies. Y'all keep messaging us that Below Deck Down Under is something we got to recap and we need to talk about and we need to see.
Well, how about you give us an extra hour in the day?
Well, no. I want to say, if you want us to do it, then join our Patreon, and when we have a poll for a Bi-Curious, and right. We offered it for the last 2 months, and no one's voted for it.
True. No, people have voted for it, just
but people
not
vote for others. The other stuff way more.
And I think why people,
like, not even, I just want to clarify, it's not even close.
I agree.
So we have put it out there.
And why they're doing it is because a lot of people think, like we do, that when it finishes airing on Peacock, that they will air it on Bravo.
Yeah. So we'll probably end up doing it, but we know there's hot. Try not to send
us
spoilers, okay? But if, you know, check out on our, if you hear us talk about it on Bi-Curious,
you're on our
Cole,
Patreon,
join the fucking $5 and vote.
It's not on for this month, though, coming up, because we did it for twice.
Oh, there's this month.
I will be able to announce Bi-Curious options soon. They are wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. If they're not good in June, then we're going to do second place in May.
No, there's already three good ones in June, too.
Okay, well, there you go.
Actually, four. I have to choose.
This summer's going to raw dog us with good content.
Well, the summer should be fun.
Summer, yeah, hey, y'all, don't forget to come see us live this summer. We're going to cities.
Lots
here
of places.
Near. Yes. Lots of places. We're going to Columbus, Detroit.
Our first Ohio City.
Yes, Columbus, Detroit, Phoenix, Minneapolis,
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Who's finally got its shit together.
Their VIP's finally together. You want VIP, go to that. Dallas, Austin, San Diego. I think that's it.
You said Phoenix and Denver.
Yeah, I did.
Denver.
I did say, I don't know if I said Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's the last one. So be sure to get your tickets for that on realitygaze.com, or you can go to our Linktree link and our TikTok or our Instagram account. Just go to that link, and that is where you will find us.
Do you want to get started on this episode?
I think so. I don't think we have any more announcements.
We got the one that's announced that's done quickly. We tried.
People complain, but I don't care. We've got to tell y'all stuff.
Well, what we could do is maybe not take so many tangents during the announcements.
You know what? I'm not apologizing for it. Not apologizing. Y'all got to know. Because you know why? We make these announcements, and then we have all these calls wives that email us. What about
it's true.
This? And I'm like, you did. Y'all want to make me use my teacher voice? Melanie, you didn't listen to our announcements.
Y'all do complain about the announcements, and then you email us and ask us questions. And so that doesn't actually help your case.
Melanie, remember last week when Poodle and I talked? Y'all, as I said, don't make me get salty. I do want to say that in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, we have fun in there, y'all. Our charity this month, it's the National Network of Abortion Funds. That's the charity for this month. Just
because we believe in women's bodies autonomy.
We do. So I just bring that up. If you're not in the Facebook group, that's wonderful. You can do what you want. But we just want to bring, we want people to know that organization. So you can, the National Network of Abortion Funds, if you're interested, you can donate and go to their website.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, everybody, I think that is Plathville's coming back. Love in Paradise is coming out on Patreon June 10th. And our Ménage à Trois, our collaboration this week, is going to be with
Jackie Johnson from Natch Butte, a beauty podcast.
We're talking
about very funny Jackie Johnson.
Very funny Jackie.
Old friend of ours.
Comedian, but also has a beauty podcast. So we're doing part one on hers
and expectant mother.
Yes. And last but not least, we just got through doing it on Wednesday at 11 p.m. Our interview with Kim and Teresa from Pig Royalty. Woo! The Pig Royalty interviews are starting up. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be the next Watergate.
It is. Well, they said some good stuff. I'm going to turn on Tommy so we don't go so
maybe
long.
Not the next Watergate.
No, probably not. But close.
Yeah.
Close.
I think when people say the next Watergate, with the political time we're living now, I don't think Watergate even matters.
No, it doesn't matter. People aren't shocked anymore like that.
Yeah.
Remember when
the last 4 years.
People were shocked. Now people would just go figures.
Yep.
I mean, now.
So what? Someone broke into a building and stole information.
People don't even trust the Supreme Court anymore. That was the last That was the last thing we had.
Can't say I blame them.
Anyway. All right, y'all. Let's jump into this episode.
So this episode, Paging Dr. Nipples.
Got bad guests.
I keep laughing at. I still want to say, Paging Dr. Nipples, you have an appointment. Her name is Marianne Areola. We'll also accept Dr. Bazooms.
Bazooms.
These aren't just bad guests, like you said. Like, we've had...
Nurse Scrotum, if you could just assist, please. if you could just assist her, that'd be great.
This job is perfectly set for you, Nurse Scrotum.
We are 13 and physician's
assistant Taint, if you're available as well. Need an extra hand here. We're eight years old. That's what this whole episode, I felt like I was 8 years old when they were talking about the nipples. So, you guys, these aren't just bad guests. These aren't just bad people. It's not like the other guests who I called cartoon versions.
Yeah.
They were leaning into it. These people are scavengers of the world.
Hey, I'm Dino.
These people treat everyone like this.
Yes. This is allegedly, we don't have any proof for this. It's just my gut feeling. They're doing coke on this boat, right?
I'm not sure, but that might be, if they are, that's the best thing about them.
Okay.
These people abuse everyone they come in contact with.
Yeah, I mean, the way.
They are the destroyers of worlds.
It is pretty gross. Where are they from again?
I don't care. Hell.
I don't know where they're from.
I've dealt enough with in service with people like this. You can smell them a mile away, too.
It's the fact that she... I know somebody thinks it probably is a compliment, but when someone is a really good chef and they cook you great food and you go, we just should snatch you up and hire you.
Which means I can buy you.
Which means I can buy you and sell you. And unless you're David Geffen, who is an older gay man, I would let by me.
I'd like to say I disagree with you, but he could buy me.
Yeah, he could buy me, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I just want to point out, everything they do is based on their idea of themselves as super rich and super important, and they paid for this experience. Excuse me. They paid for this experience, so that whatever they want goes, and they're not going to be kind about it.
No.
And they're not.
I was watching this thinking, I would be the best boat guest. I'd get there. I'd like to get up earlier in the morning, maybe like around like 9 or 10, and then
that's earlier.
Well, I mean, like probably more like 8 actually, but not earlier than them. And then I love a 6 o'clock dinner. I love a 6 o'clock dinner. We have a little nightcap, y'all.
You eat at 5:30 sometimes.
Oh, love it. Love eating. It helps my reflux. Love it. I would be in my room reading in my bed by 9 p.m. Daisy would love me.
You would be a good guest.
I would.
I'd be up there in the hot tub talking to Gary.
You'd be smoking,
at 11:30.
Smoking cigarettes with the deck crew.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
Ooh. Yeah, you would.
No one would sleep. Then you'd get up early and they'd have to deal with your shit.
You actually would be that client that would say, you thought you were being nice, but you would tell Daisy, just go to bed. I'll make my own drink. Just bring me the bottle.
They'd go to bed because I get anything I want.
Yeah, but you still would be like Dino going behind the bar trying to make a drink.
Maybe.
But you know what? You're not like that.
He would complain about it. But let's just jump in. Before we talk about them, I just want to reiterate, these are the worst kind of people. Yeah. We had garbage people earlier, but they were garbage cartoons who were doing garbage ballet, and it was a kind of a performance. These are people who know the camera's there. They're leaning in, yes, but they behave like this.
This is like that guy.
This
Chuck,
is them.
The people from Houston on Below Deck Med the last season. Remember Chuck, the guy?
Have I blocked that out already?
Yeah, we did an interview, but the guy, Chuck, who...
God, I've already forgotten about them.
He had the wife and then the mom who left. Oh, wait, no, that was selling y'all.
That was... No, that's what I'm saying. They were...
I think they're terrible people who left tan marks and all that on the couch.
But I'm saying they're cartoonish. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, they are bad. They were leaning in for the cameras.
Oh,
that
okay.
guy was. That's I'm. That's the
no,
whole point of me
no,
saying
but I
this.
Don't, I disagree. I don't think Chuck was leaning in. I think Chuck is a horrible person.
Then,
But
you don't see how they're different people.
But she's different. His wife is different.
Okay.
I think Chuck is with them, the guy. But
it's a different kind of money. I have to disagree with you here.
Oh.
This is a different kind of behavior associated with money.
Now that she said money, yes, it is a different type of behavior associated with money. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I think these people are different.
So meaning that you think these people are truly that rich and just entitled?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're that
fair.
Awful.
Yeah, that's okay, I get that.
Because they do that everywhere because people don't let Chuck get away with that. He was doing it because he's on television.
Okay.
And
I don't agree with that. I think Chuck does that in life.
But it's interesting. He did this big apology thing later on. And I don't think any of these people would ever have that in them.
No, they don't seem like that type
right.
at all. Yeah.
That's why it was too much acting.
They have way more money than them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like truly just.
But that's what makes you so unrepentant, though. That's what I'm saying. None of these people think it's a big deal to just throw away drinks and say, and every 13 minutes say, or every 5 minutes say, can I have this refreshed?
That's why you're upset, y'all, because I wrote, they put those drinks back and I said, Poodle is not going to be happy
wasted
alcohol.
Yeah, wasted alcohol sucks. But it's not even that. It's that refreshing means they don't just have to be there to give you a drink until you finish it. You're going to drink 2/3 of it and then they're going to have to give you some more.
Yeah.
It's the guy, his name is Chris.
Chris and Dino.
He's the biggest asshole.
Oh, Chris is the worst. The worst. Worst.
So what's your first teabag? I just wanted to say that about those people. These are, if you run into these people, if you have to serve these people, y'all, bite your tongue and hope you can ship them off to the next server as soon
as
possible.
That's what Dave's trying to do. My first teabag is Barnaby.
Oh, you're going to go there.
Barnaby. No, you're supposed to be Kelsey.
Oh, what? Sorry.
Because how many times did she say his name? He just kept saying Barnaby. And she did not get it at all. Y'all, we've got a new deckhand. What do we think? There's a world outside of Yonkers. Oh, God. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby.
That is the only thing I thought of, that and the theme of Barnaby Jones.
That's my that's actually my favorite song from that musical.
I don't have a favorite because they're all amazing.
But you know what? That is true.
I cannot put that song, which is Put On Your Sunday Clothes, above It Only Takes a Moment. No. That song rips me to shreds.
I get it. There's something about Put On Your Sunday that actually, like,
it's from Hello Dolly, by the way. We're Dolly. That gay.
It actually makes my heart tighten with anticipation and excitement when that song starts or something about it. Y'all, that musical is wonderful.
I agree. I agree with you,
though, that it's hard to compare. That score is beautiful.
It's a great score.
If you don't like Hello, Dolly, now we're not going to talk about what's on Broadway right now because Poodle has opinions.
What do you mean?
The version of, oh no, it's Funny Girl on Broadway, not Hello, Dolly. Thank God.
Okay. The fact that you, number one, Funny Girl and Hello Dolly.
A lot of people confuse those because Barbara Streisand was in both of them.
They are completely different.
They are, but a lot of people confuse them, I think.
You're wrong. Okay. Not a lot of people.
I think people do.
It sounds like Trump when he would say, a lot of people say this, and just you said that.
No, I didn't. Come at us, sissies.
There's nothing to confuse them with.
If you don't know musical theater well, you're like, hey, what movie Barbara Streisand's in, you know, Funny Dolly. And they're like, Funny Girl. He's like, no, it's what's that Funny Dolly. Hello, Dolly. You know, you never know.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Anyway, what do you think about Barnaby?
I thought you were going to ask me what I think about Funny Girl.
No, I don't have time for that, and I don't care. But I want to know what you think about Barnaby.
People have asked me on, so our listeners care, and I have said to them,
can message them.
I don't want to beat up Beanie Feldstein more than she's been. But
I don't mind really. I just have a meter on my car that I don't want to refill, and we don't have time.
Let me just say this. Oh, here's Funny Girl. Funny Girl has one of the best scores of the 60s. It's a fantastic score, Julie Stein score. Great, great score. It is almost impossible to sing. It's a very hard score to sing. So you're going to cast a comic actress to sing it who's had been one Broadway show ever.
Probably not good.
That's all I just want to say. Or you could cast an unknown and let the show sell itself.
People don't do that anymore.
They don't, but...
Sad.
But it's not going to do well either with someone who really can't sing the score.
I agree with you.
So, anyway, I feel bad because she was given the brunt of bad reviews. But I can't see anyone didn't see this coming. But there were still people who didn't see this coming. So anyway, that's all I need to say about it.
All right.
The book for the show is super creaky too, and that's why Harvey Fierstein rewrote the book, but didn't rewrite it enough.
All right.
It's a bio musical. This happens, then this happens, then this happens, then this happens. Snooze. The only thing that makes it work are the great songs. And when someone can't sing the songs, the show doesn't work as well.
It doesn't work as well.
That's all I'm saying. I could go off for an hour, which I will not.
Well, I've got to go refill my water now anyway.
Anyway, you brought up Funny Girl.
No, I brought up Barbara Streisand.
You opened this can of worms.
Well, I brought up Barnaby. What do you think about Barnaby?
Where are we?
Exactly.
Big dick.
Yeah, it's a big dick.
It's a skinny dick, though. I love him. I love his hair. I love his overly caterpillared brows.
Y'all, this is...
I love his height.
This is...
His awkwardness.
You love him because he's like a male Keira Knightley.
A little bit.
And you would be so infatuated with him on this boat.
Yo, he grew up in Singapore.
He's from Brighton.
He's racing boats with his father, and he's very skilled at water sports, which he's used to teaching.
He is.
For me, I just usually took to water sports. No one needed to teach me.
Oh, like a fish. That's what. So kind of like a pig, but you know, whatever.
Water toys just whatever. Were great for me.
I'm just happy that he's good. It seems like he's a good. But
me too. And he's even keel.
And it's great because he's British and kind of nerdy, so Ashley's not going to want to fuck him.
That's true.
So, and Kelsey said she's not into him. No. So, hopefully.
I think he's cute. I'm totally into that type.
He's a little dorky cute. He's much more your type than mine.
He looks like he would have been in school at, what's the M. Forster book? People are screaming. Fuck me. It's this great gay movie. Oh God. I don't know.
A Secret Within Walls.
That sounds close. A Secret Within Walls.
Wow. Out of dark rooms,
not
lighted
Morris,
windows.
Not Morris.
Eugene.
Why can I? Brideshead Revisited. There. Brideshead Revisited.
It just almost flew off my top of my tongue.
Yeah. But it looks like he would be in one of those schools.
Poodle has romanticized so much about this man already in 20 minutes.
Oh, I can already tell you his story.
Yeah.
He and I would be having a...
Why haven't dated someone long-term who's a Brit? I don't know.
I would have.
If we ever get to go across the pond for 90 Day UK...
Watch out.
If they ever tell us when that's airing, I hope you do find your British husband.
I love Barnaby.
He seems
that's
very
all I
nice.
Need to say.
Yes. What's your next teabag?
My next teabag is the woman... Which one of you is the captain? Already scratchy voice, McNipples.
McNipples.
Dr. Nipples.
Hey, y'all, look. What do you think about someone who... Because a part of me is like, okay, she's a woman. She wants to be acknowledged as a doctor, so that's great. She should be called Dr. Nichols. How do you feel about someone who makes it adamantly clear that they need to be referred to as Dr. Someone?
Fuck them. Especially when you're on a boat and not in a professional setting.
Yeah, a professional setting is different, but I feel like when you're on a vacation in a boat.
First of all, are they going to say, hey, Carol, you think the crew are going to just walk around saying, so I wonder if she would have had a problem with Mrs. Nichols. I think she would have.
Oh, probably. I mean, I know that. I mean, maybe it's different. You're not a plane, though, and a plane, like if you're ever in first class and they know, like, they call you, you know, Mr. Marr or Mr.
Right.
Anthony.
Right.
So maybe it's just, but I don't know what people call people on. We don't really hear people that work on the boat calling.
They'll sometimes call them by name, but it's a familiar thing. But it's a move to say, you'll call me Dr. Nichols.
Would you want to be Miss Anthony if you were on a boat, or would you want to be Jake?
I would want to go as my alter ego, Magenta.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And I'd wear that wig that I use for Olga.
Okay. That makes sense. That it has magenta in it. It would be easy to know you.
Magenta, this martini is for you.
Wait, they would know that if that wig was floating at sea, you had gone overboard.
Hopefully she died. Well, she died doing what she loved.
She loved
blowing the first mate.
Well, she did see those dolphins fucking and wanted to get involved.
So, anyway, these people, as I said before, are horrendous. And already Dino wants a bacon Bloody Mary that he skimped on the Bloody Mary with. I think it is a lot to order First of all, those large Bloody Marys are one of the most obnoxious things possible.
Well, here's the deal, is that Dino is used to going every Friday night to Outback Steakhouse and getting the Bloody Mary that he wants with bacon and jumbo fucking
shrimp. They don't
shrimp.
Go to Outback Steakhouse. I disagree with you there. But they go to the country club.
It's a country club, but still, it's a trashy Bloody Mary, I think.
That's probably true.
The country club doesn't... They only serve that Bloody Mary because old trashy men are there, and that's what they fucking want. This was more of a thing, I think, gone. They did this a lot in the 60s, right? With Bloody Mary?
No, it's still a thing. People, you've never seen those pictures of all those big Bloody Marys?
I've seen them, but it's
too much. I agree. I'm thinking, but that's the culture he's interested in.
I've had Bloody Mary with bacon in it. I don't mind that, but I don't need it.
No, but I'm saying that big Bloody Mary culture is still a thing.
Now, I do enjoy a Bloody Mary with a celery stick in it. I'm fine with that.
What a stand to take.
I like that. Doesn't feel so...
It feels like you're trying to say something so unique. Oh, I do enjoy a Bloody Mary with a celery stick.
No, not unique at all. It's totally bad. But I'm just saying that I haven't seen that a lot lately.
That is normal.
That's normal. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, normal people... No, but not the bacon, the shrimp, the
no,
fucking...
No, it's ridiculous.
And then he's commenting, what are these?
It's
I got
so
two shrimp. These aren't jumbo shrimp.
Well, it's also so American that what the things that they're wanting. So they're wanting some type of Disney yacht experience or something like that. I shouldn't even talk bad about Disney in that way.
You've never been on a Disney yacht. You don't know.
I'm saying the way Disneyfied. I'm saying the way that it's kind of curated for a certain audience, I should say. Yeah. You know, like Disney food, Disney restaurants.
Maybe you'd like a Disney cruise ship. I bet a lot of cities
I'd hate
have gone.
It. I'd hate
yeah,
it.
You probably wouldn't. I don't think you would like a lot of cruises in general.
No. Maybe ours that we go on eventually.
When people are not scared to go cruise.
And you'll see me in my little gerbil ball just rolling around.
But that'd be fun going on a 90-day cruise.
3 days.
I'm so scared going on a cruise. After all the problems we've had with travel and live shows, we would sink.
Yeah. Anyway, terrible, terrible guests. They want everything steamed.
And they brought like 10 bags for 2 days.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Ashley was steaming clothes for, I don't know why they said, but they said 210 minutes, which I thought was an odd thing to put.
It is.
Why didn't they just put that it was for like
two hours? Yeah.
I guess they wanted to make every minute
count. No, 210 minutes is...
longer.
Almost 4 hours.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. 3.5 hours.
Golly.
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid.
Anyway... Guests are garbage in a very specific garbage type of way.
Yeah.
And anyway, they keep asking for drinks. And one guy keeps asking, God, what is that? Transfusion. Do you have a transfusion? Well, do you have a transfusion?
Chris, he likes his drink with grape juice. That's another thing, y'all.
Who drinks grape juice after you've turned six?
I just want to say this. Y'all, if you plan on traveling a lot, don't expect everything to be exactly the way it is
at the country club
or at your neighborhood Applebee's. It's not going to be the same. You're traveling. Be open to new experiences. Be open to a new drink. Be open.
But I'm saying these people are of a certain wealth level that they don't, because everywhere they go kind of reflects to them. However, these people live in such a narrow world, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They are ignorant, stupid, small people.
They are.
And they're not, this is the worst thing, y'all. They're not well-traveled. They would know all these things.
No, they're not well-traveled.
So they're narrow-minded, awful morons.
I'm sure that...
They probably don't leave Florida.
I bet they're...
I know they're from Florida.
The Redneck Riviera is their favorite destination.
No, you're still... No Applebee's. No, none of this. None of these chain restaurants. They don't go there. This is Florida rich trash. This is country club set.
I wonder where that is.
Florida.
Maybe they're not from Florida. Maybe they're from...
But they're still country club.
Yeah, I think they probably are. All right, everybody, we're going to take a commercial break because I realized we need to do one, and we'll be right back.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Favorite moment of this episode, y'all. Speaking of these, as you were saying earlier, people being trash. Just the image of these gorgeous dolphins jumping in the water, just frolicking. I mean, it looked like out of a National Geographic biopic.
And them sleeping, yeah.
Sleeping, but also I don't know if editing
passed out.
Added the snores. I don't think they did. It just kind of was a perfect vignette of these people.
Because it tells you what they do. They drink and then they fall asleep and they miss everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's these people in a nutshell.
Yeah, they don't want to experience life. No.
Well, they do, but they they try to take so much and they try to wield the power that they have and it doesn't wind up working karmically for them.
It's good TV though, and it's good. It's just good TV. See, because it always happens, y'all, when there are stew down.
Always.
Can you imagine if Gabriella was dealing with these people?
That's true.
I think she would have told them.
You know what, though? She would have been, I think she would have been super professional.
You think so?
Yeah. That things like this, Gabrielle handles well. Lots of pressure. She would have turned into, yeah, sure, anything you want.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think she might have shown the strain earlier, but I think Gabrielle, because this charter season was certainly, there were easier charters than others, and I think Gabrielle would have done well had it been all charters like this, because it would have been less time to think about all the crappy stuff that was in her head.
Yeah.
So.
We hope she's well. I hope she's doing better.
Me too.
What's your next tea bag, please?
I want to say that the next thing, one of the guests, well, I think Dr. Nipples actually says this. She's already wasted.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to take a knife and stab you in the throat.
Oh, and her and like, Chris are fighting.
It's like 5 p.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's when I wrote, these people are scavengers. They just come and they eat and they take what's
time.
There.
Yeah. They're fighting about dinner time because she wants to have dinner earlier. He wants to have it later. They decide,
and by earlier and later, we mean 9 or 10:30.
And they decided, guess what? They're going to have dinner at 10:30.
Now, I got to say, you know, I love Spanish dinner. You would fall asleep because Spanish dinners do often don't start until like 8:30 or 9.
No. Yeah.
But so it is I will say 10:30 is a very late dinner.
Well, I guess that's different. If I went to Spain, like, I would adjust. I know, yeah. To me, that's the culture. I would know we'd have dinner. We'd go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning at night. That's just what you do there.
Right.
And so, but this is not that. This
right.
This is them just, again, doing God. Because I just feel like they're, what else can you do? I think it's just a waste of their money. Because this is the boat technically is an outdoor activity, really. So the less sunlight you have, y'all, I just want my money's worth. If I'm in my room talking about spending $60,000, I want my fucking money's worth to get up in the day and see the sights. And
that's not how these people see the world.
But
they're only thinking about right then and the fun that they're having.
They are so bored.
They are bored with life.
They're just bored
with
life. That's
this like scavenger idea. They move to one thing to the next.
Sissy Mary, what type of doctor is she? I want to know.
Plastic surgeon. Has to be.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see. The boobs aren't real.
I don't think she has a healer's touch.
No, maybe not. You never know. I could see her being, maybe she does derm. Maybe.
That's true. Maybe. But that goes hand in hand with plastic surgery a lot.
Love a good derm. Love a good derm.
Anyway, Marcos is. That's when Marcos sees the nipple and basically starts quoting all of their all the dishes were with bazooms in them.
Yes. Yeah. And Marcos is smart too because he's making this dinner because he said, "I've got to help them out.
Yeah,
they're a person down, so I've got to wow them with dinner. Do a big prince. He y'all because Marcos." And I bet you Barnaby probably gets these people too. Because Marcos has worked for very rich people.
Right.
So he knows all the pomp and circumstance of what these people want. Mm-hmm. And they were eating out of his hand practically.
Yeah.
Or he was eating out of her tits, really.
Yeah, basically.
Almost.
There was one point when one of them was walking down the steps. And all I could think of is I don't know if you guys have been watching The Staircase. All I was watching is watching one of them fall like Toni Collette. Killing yourself on the staircase.
You know what? That's actually gayer than our conversation about Hello, Dolly.
What? The Staircase?
That's gayer than the British boarding school gay
Bride's
romance.
Ever visited?
Yeah.
Why is talking about The Staircase?
Bringing up, no. The fact that you
Toni
bring
Collette?
Up Toni Collette falling down a staircase.
Kathleen fell on the staircase.
That's gay.
It's true crime. It's if you followed any TV pop culture, you would know it's really big right now.
No, it's big. I saw you guys. If you're if you got all three of those references, you're
Hello, Dolly.
You're a pretentious
Toni Collette.
Gay. Mm-hmm.
You are. If you get any of my references, you are most likely Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you got all three of them. Wow.
Yeah, you're. Wow. Or either that or like Tori Amos, who's just sitting, who's like listening to us and just going, I'm like, yeah.
She just shakes her head and then plays a piano riff. I don't know. What do you think about my next teabag? What do you think about it's 12:15 a.m. and Dino gets up and he's like, hey,
I want to dance.
Hey, come on, let's dance. Let's get jiggy with it. And I went,
this service sucks.
No. No one has said let's get jiggy with it since 1999.
I think that was like 2000, maybe.
I think we were in high school.
But also people, maybe you're right, but people did say, old people said let's get jiggy with it to like 2004.
Even that though,
yeah.
We've moved on, Dino.
We've
moved on.
Did you see him trying to follow Daisy with a $100 bill? Y'all,
when he just threw it at her?
That is what these people do. That's country club culture.
It was so gross when he just threw that dollar bill at her.
Yeah. If you've ever worked at a country club, you know these people. Because they've almost decided that they own you. And if they throw money at you, that's how they kind of apologize, too.
Yes.
It's so gross. I still am triggered by watching people like this.
1997.
Wow!
Yeah, I remember it's my senior year.
So I bet people did say it through like 2001, 2002 when they were catching, but then it probably died. Yeah.
Wow.
Na 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 na.
I could go. I don't want to talk about it
anymore, though.
Yeah. I could go for a Bloody Mary, though, right now. Doesn't that sound good?
No. Reflux.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Your reflux. I guarantee if you had one right now, you'd be breathing fire.
Probably. It's a little better now. I've lost some weight, but still, I'm probably too old for it.
Tomato juice is one of the worst things for your reflux.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
So, I might not have many other tea bags. The next, y'all, Daisy's going to bed at 2:30.
2:30. Marcos goes to sleep, at 3.
The next teabag I have, this motherfucker's still talking about a fucking transfusion. And finally, he's like, can't you just grind up some grapes?
And this is what I will say, is that to his credit and not to Daisy's. Look, Daisy keeps getting angry, but that's not a good leadership thing, really.
No.
Because it's just going to stress them out. But also, she gets so angry that she was trying to cut up the grapes. And Marco said, no. Just throw them in a blender, blend them, and then just sieve them out. Like, it's not really that complicated of a process, to be honest.
It is, but it's like to have to make a mixer is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but it's also, honey, that's what you're there for.
It's also not grape juice. The grape juice is, is a sugar byproduct.
The last time I had grape juice was, honestly, at Stoptown Baptist Church, the one month, and they did communion.
I was going to say, that was communion for them.
I took a sip of it, and I said, this doesn't taste like the wine. And then I remember Shelley Denham said, wine. I said, yeah, we're at church. We have wine. And she looked. Her eyes got so big. And then what was her name?
There's no sisters at a Baptist church.
She was the youth leader. There's the brother, but then there.
Oh, women are nothing.
Oh, okay. Whatever she was.
I guess sister something.
Sister, she.
But women have absolutely no leadership potential. Oh, so
and so yeah, it's in the Baptist church. She leaned forward and she said, "Shelley, he's Catholic."
Yeah, that was the thing. The Baptists for a long time said that the wine that a lot of early Christians drank was new wine, so it wasn't necessarily to make you drunk, but you had it because there was no refrigeration. You had to ferment it. So saying that it was new wine is ridiculous.
Y'all. I never liked it. I haven't had communion since, because I left the Catholic Church since, I haven't really gone back as an adult. I haven't had the wine now. I hate it as a kid, but I don't know if it's actually good now, if I would like it.
No.
I think it's probably it's all bad. Wine. Yeah.
No one's going to buy good communion wine.
Well, maybe a bougie church. I don't know.
You know, the church I went to, it was never good.
But maybe like a Catholic church in the Palisades is buying like Kim Crawford.
Nope.
What? A nice Chardonnay.
Nope. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the blood tastes like as long as you believe it's Jesus.
That's true.
Remember, it doesn't matter what it tastes like because in transubstantiation, you believe that wine actually becomes the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. You thought that, right?
Yeah, that's one of the whole founding things of
Catholicism. Right, I'm thinking even as a child, when that was suggested to me, I could never imagine that happening.
I mean, I knew it wasn't like real blood.
No, it's the blood of Christ.
But yes, symbolic, yeah. I mean,
no, it's not symbolic.
But I mean, I always looked at it that way.
Okay. But you just said.
No, I mean, I knew that I knew the concept. No, I was a kid. I never looked at white wine and thought it was actual blood.
No, red wine.
So, no, we had white.
What?
Yeah, we had white.
That's a thing?
Yeah, we didn't have red wine. It was white wine.
Y'all come at me if you had white communion wine.
We had white wine.
I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, it wasn't red. I mean, no, it was white. I remember it.
What? Why would you have white communion wine?
Because we'd steal it out of the thing and eat wafers and take a sip of it.
That makes no sense to me.
Not a sacrament.
Wouldn't you think you would want it to look like blood at least?
I would think so, yeah. Maybe because it stains. I don't know.
I'm really curious.
Yeah.
I need to know if there were more Catholic churches that had...
I know for sure we had white wine at our church.
I believe you.
Maybe it's just in Oklahoma.
I need to know if there are more Catholic churches that had white wine.
Because I remember, too, when I would go to Stoptown Baptist or even Long Grove Baptist, and they would have... I would go, oh, it's purple. I'd be shocked about the color of it. Because theirs was grape juice.
So you just basically had Sutter home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had a good, you know, kind of just Chardonnay. Why not?
Maybe this is normal.
No.
Maybe
Father
this is
Louise,
normal.
Father Louise, is this that menage a trois wine
Catholics,
I love so much?
Come at me. If you had white wine as your communion wine, I've just got to know.
Maybe.
And the when you went to other churches, mm-hmm. there was red wine. You're like, well, this is interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And you just thought it was an option.
When I went to the, well, they didn't have wine. The Baptist church just had grape juice.
But they had grape juice. They didn't have apple juice.
I know. I would have preferred apple. Grape juice was so sweet.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Are we the only Below Deck podcast that has gone into a deep discussion
no,
of Catholic
I just,
wine?
I think so. I don't give a shit if we are.
No, I'm truly interested because I agree with you. It should be red.
Yeah, but I'm saying you never thought, well, why shouldn't the blood of my church have to be red?
No, I didn't think about that much.
I don't think Catholics are meant to think very much, especially when they're young.
Maybe I was just trying to make out with one of the other altar boys.
Wow. That's all I've got.
I just want to say, they talked about... they get up to 120. It's going to be another late night. So it's going to be a shit show on next episode. Dino really wants every drink in the book. Moscow Mule. It's like he read.
With raspberries and blueberries in it.
Yeah, muddled. You know how when you discover either whether you're a teenager or you're like in college and like someone gets you like an alcohol. Maybe you didn't because you worked in. Service, but like when you just
not
discover
familiar.
And you're interested in different alcoholic drinks, and you say, "That
was
I'm gonna...
high school."
Yeah. That was high school for me too. That's how I feel like Dino like read a book and he's like wants to try everything he's ever heard.
Let's do something with Chambord.
Yeah. Yes, it's ridiculous. Anyway.
Do you have any anisette on board?
Yes, and just it goes to show too, Marcos.
Any Japanese beer?
Speaking of Japanese, that's going to be next episode. Speaking of Japanese, this is my backfire because Marcos is going to, he's right though, he's going to serve them a Japanese meal.
Yeah.
Which is smart to do because people do think Japanese food is expensive. I know that Fireside Dining in Ardmore, they wanted to have a Japanese night. I don't know if this is appropriate to
Fireside?
Say. Fireside Dining, that's a nice place to eat in Ardmore. It's by Fireside. And so, but they have like.
I assumed.
I've never been, actually. It's very nice.
It's that nice.
No, it's like, you know, an entree is like $30. That's a lot of money in my hometown.
Okay.
Anyway,
I agree.
That's where the rich kids, like from Plainview or something like that. Where they go before for prom.
What is an example of a meal you would get at an entree that you get at Fireside?
I don't know. I've never been, but I do know when I was a kid that he's right about Japanese food because when I was a teenager, they tried to have a night they called, again, I don't know if this is appropriate, so it'll come, but it was called Rising Sun, and they tried to do a Japanese night. And they charged more for it. It only lasted for like 6 months because people bitched all around Ardmore that it was
just too
expensive.
I can only imagine the music they played.
Yeah. Didn't go. I don't think it was probably a good experience. I think there were like geisha costumes.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, now there's just edamame where you can get your Rolling Thunder sushi, which is great. It's steak with cream cheese and it's wonderful.
I still can't believe Rolling Thunder is a.
I love it. You can get sushi too, but edamame's where it's at.
I'm sure people say it just like that. Edamame.
It's where it's at. Y'all, that's it. That's the show.
I need to find out if other people had white communion wine.
Let us know. Come
Maybe
at us,
Maybe it's
y'all.
Normal.
I don't know. It was for us.
I've never been to a church that had white communion wine.
Well.
Wow.
And you've had sex in a lot of churches.
No, and I've actually just subbed at a lot of churches.
Sub bottom?
Fair. That is a fair follow-up question.
Oh, he didn't even know he said it. All right, everybody.
As soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, that's a fair follow-up.
That's fair. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out all the information on us. Hey, follow us on...
You sound so Southern today. You know why? We've been talking to Teresa and...
That's true, yeah. Teresa and Kim. Find us on the TikTok at Reality Gaze, our Instagram and our Twitter. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, because we appreciate it greatly. Remember that Salt Lake VIP is ready. Hey, the Salt Lake for San Francisco.
VIP for Salt Lake.
VIP.
VIP for San Francisco.
San Francisco, Dallas, and now Detroit.
Austin. Oh, Austin sold out now too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So y'all, if you want that VIP for the summer of shows, you better get on the
you
stick.
You might check periodically back because some people get refunds, but I looked yesterday, and I think VIPs for Austin are either almost sold out or sold out.
In Detroit, I did look. It's gone. Yeah. It's at 50. So, all right, everybody. So, that's the deal. We hope to see you this summer. If not, we'll see you this fall, or we'll see you whenever, or we won't
we'll
ever
see you.
We'll
see you when we see you.
We'll see you when
or
we
not,
see
you. Or the big, great big meteor is going to hit us all.
And until then... Good luck, everybody.
Or you fall down the staircase like Toni Collette.
Bum, 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 bum. All right, until then, y'all, watch where you step and anchors
again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.